The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right now, we are not on the radio. You can, of course, join us here, although not via the toll-free numbers at the moment, considering we have no connection to our network as we normally do. Of course, plenty of things to talk about here tonight on Free Talk Live. And one of those things is going to be a follow-up on yesterday's story about Craig Wright, who is the guy claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto, the mysterious creator of Bitcoin, which we talked about in quite a bit of detail yesterday. He had basically claimed that he's Satoshi Nakamoto, his real name Craig Wright. He's a cryptographer from Australia, and a lot of the people in the Bitcoin community and elsewhere are saying this guy is full of it. He has essentially pulled the wool over some people's eyes, and that whatever it is that he has put forward as a public proof that he's Satoshi Nakamoto is no good. It is bunk. And the only people who are saying they're certain that he's Satoshi are a couple of folks like Gavin Andreessen, who were given a private demonstration of his Satoshi-like abilities. He signed some statements with some private keys that Satoshi... Oops, sorry, Johnson, try that again.
I think it's important that you need to say his full name. It's
who?
Craig Wright? Craig Stephen Wright.
Really?
So, you know, I think it's important because, you know, I every time I think of him, I think, you know, something like, I created the blockchain, but I didn't know whether or not it was a block or a chain. If you don't know,
the comedian,
if you don't know
right?
what I'm doing, yes, comedian Stephen Wright. I just, it's funny that his, you know, that's in his name.
Renee Johnson and Ian are in the studio here with you tonight. It's also Indiana primary night. And I guess the results are already coming in for that, where Donald Trump has been claimed as the winner in the Republican
obvious.
Side of things, with only about 7.6% reporting, but Trump with a solid 54% over the other candidates. Cruz coming in at 33.7%. Clinton and Sanders are within about 4% of each other right now, so that particular race hasn't been called.
But that race is basically over anyway. I mean,
is it?
Can he even win at this point?
I don't know. I mean, I know they have the whole thing in the Democratic Party with these candidates, or not candidates, these delegates that are super delegates, and they can basically just vote how they want, is my understanding. So how that'll all play out in the convention, I don't know.
If I had to order that in a restaurant, I would definitely choose the soup.
You would choose what?
Super delegates, I would choose soup. It's like super salad.
Soup or, gotcha. So, yeah, our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, Penn Jillette will explain why he's a libertarian. Johnson, you wanted to talk about that.
Yes.
And in addition, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I believe our network is connected now, which means we can actually go to the phones and to the fun, where Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, go ahead.
I just want to vent. Actually, I want to let everybody in the whole world know that New Mexico is the only state has the unpaid state legislature. Every
unpaid?
We're the only one. That's why I'm calling you. We're very unique because one year we have a one-month session, and the next year we have a two-month session, and it's all volunteer positions of state senators and representatives, and it is so like 1890.
Wow. That's even better than New Hampshire, where New Hampshire state representatives only get paid $100 a year plus a gas stipend. And I vaguely recall, I think Daryl W. Perry had told me this before about New Mexico's legislature, that they don't get any kind of payment whatsoever. Are you saying you don't support that?
No, I do not support it because, you know, the thing is, a lot of the qualified people that could give 100% dedication, they cannot go into the field because, you know, you know, they can't pay a mortgage payment, they can't make car payments, they can't send their kids to the school, they can't raise a family.
But why shouldn't working as a state representative be a volunteer position?
You like it as a volunteer position?
Yeah, I like the idea of people getting paid next to nothing for that. I mean, why shouldn't it be a volunteer position? If indeed they are working for the people, as many of them claim to be doing, if indeed they are, you know, doing the people's work, shouldn't they show that they're serious about it by not accepting a check?
Well, the thing is, you know, like Miss Stapleton, she's actually a school teacher. And they got her in a lot of trouble because she was not at school. She was up in Santa Fe for 2 months, and then she was still getting a paycheck from the school. So they made her, demonize her. This is a kind of the scenarios that goes into where she can't pay her rent or mortgage payment because they don't pay her nothing for 2 months in Santa Fe. That's the problem.
Well, what do you think they should get paid? I mean, it's the 2 months out of the year is what they're working?
Right, right. So, then,
what's your proposal?
Well, I mean, think about it as I thought we were the only state. Because all the other states, they get paid like 30, like Liverpool, like a salary, like 30,000, 40,000, or 50,000.
No, not in New Hampshire. And you know what? We have 400 of the state representatives. How many do you have?
400. We actually have like 112. That's it altogether. 50 senators.
It looks like 70 to me. I see, I'm looking here at the Wikipedia entry for the New Mexico legislature. It appears there are maybe 42 seats in the Senate and 70 in the House of Representatives.
Would be 112 total.
Oh, okay. Are you saying the senators also don't get paid?
That's right. Neither one of them get paid nothing. That's what I'm telling you.
I support it. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, we've also got Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. I get the argument because there is a lot of time that it takes to be a state representative. I mean, here in New Hampshire, again, they're getting $100 a year plus a small gas stipend for the mileage that they have to use to get to the state house. I mean, really, you're talking about what couldn't be much more than a few hundred bucks a year.
But they need to get paid, and because we need them to lead people, how would we ever survive without government? How would we get along?
Well, but I get her argument. I get where she's coming from in that if you're not independently wealthy or retired, then it could be a real burden to become a state representative in that if you do have a mortgage to pay and you do have...
And we need them to be around. It's a very important job that we need all these leaders.
No, we don't, though.
We need them to do this job. That's why they have to get paid, because of the need for them to do this job. It's a very, very important job.
What do you mean we don't, Renee? What are you talking about?
You mean why don't we need leaders?
Tell me about that.
Sometimes I feel like I'm in an echo chamber here in New Hampshire, and I forget that there are people who don't understand why we wouldn't need politicians to make our lives, you know, livable for us.
Well, they don't make our lives livable. They make our lives worse.
I'm not so great with words sometimes. Anyways, what I'm saying is that we don't need government because there are a million reasons. Am I really going to have to rattle them all?
No,
my
of course
brain's not functioning right.
Whatever would New Mexico do without 112 people to argue over the dumbest possible things that could affect the lives of several New Mexicans?
Yeah, I don't look at politicians as leaders. I mean, they're just people, and many of them are sociopaths who want to wield power over other human beings. I'm glad when they don't get paid money because it means that at the very least, you could say that that's some sort of way that that state government has cut its costs.
How on earth would they allocate the money without these people?
They allocate whose money?
All the money that they take from people.
Well, hopefully they would stop taking it at some point.
But then how would anything get done? We need them.
Well, this is the question a lot of people ask, is how would the roads get built?
How would the roads, think of the roads.
The roads suck. I don't know about New Mexico.
They're probably pretty good because, you know, in those warm, dry climates, the roads just never fall apart.
Is that right?
It's so much.
Get sun damage or something like that? There's like no...
I mean, come on, it's asphalt. Yeah. If anything, it probably, like, fuses them together and makes them into, like, super roads. But no, seriously, like, Florida, you know, remember how much better the roads were in Florida compared to here in New England?
Does the governor get paid in New Mexico? I should have asked Sarah that.
I don't know.
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us here. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
I'm a U.S. Air Force member stationed overseas, and we have three rescued mutts. Stone Phillips was to be euthanized. There were bacteria crawling all over his skin. They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad. He was in constant misery.
DINOVITE.com.
We started feeding him the Dynavite, and his skin, it's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain. Stone is in excellent shape today. He runs, stays slim and trim, and follows my husband around like he worships him. I would highly encourage you to get a rescue dog and start him out on Dynavite right from the beginning, and they will make such a difference in your life. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Or go to Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us on the radio. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. And you're welcome to bring up anything you want. Sometimes it's hard for us to check claims as a call is going on. But Sarah in New Mexico is notorious at this point, not just for being a chronic caller to Free Talk Live, but also for being chronically inaccurate in the statements that she makes. Thankfully, Daryl W. Perry is in the studio, because I was looking on the Wikipedia article about the New Mexico Senate and House of Representatives. It doesn't say in the Wikipedia article what their pay is. And so Sarah was claiming they don't get paid, but that's not true. They do get paid. They get paid $165 per day for the days that they're in session. So according to Daryl, they are in session for at least 45 days every single year, which means they're getting a paycheck of around $7,400. And $145 a day isn't bad, right? I mean, the average American probably wouldn't mind making right. $145 per day.
I don't know.
You don't know? $165 per day.
For an eight-hour day? I mean, what is that? I mean, what does that break down
to? $20 an hour.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Most Americans would be.
Yeah, I mean, that's more than I've made at most jobs I've had in my lifetime. So, actually, it's more than I've made at any job I've had in my lifetime.
So, what is that, if that were a salary, I wonder?
If it were a salary, meaning if they worked all year long?
Right.
So, I mean, that would be quite a bit of money. I mean, if it was $165 per day.
Because the average American salary is like, what, $40,000 or something?
52, that's 42.9.
So it's exactly the average American salary is what it is.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
But either way.
The work that they do is probably a lot better than what a lot of Americans are doing.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm sure that a lot of Americans making the average American salary are doing jobs like roofing, plumbing, construction. You know,
well, right,
jobs that are not sitting around talking about how to decide what to do with other people's money.
So what you're saying is Americans are doing real work, mm-hmm. and the politicians
are
aren't,
just leeching off of
and
real
they're
Americans.
Getting paid way more.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, New Hampshire pays $100 per year plus a small gas stipend, depending on the mileage that the state representative right. or senator, because senators get paid the same amount. And it looks like the state reps and senators in New Mexico are getting over $7,000 per year. Right. But it's a per diem, per day paycheck, basically, is what they're getting.
So it's only 700 times as much. She wasn't too far off.
So there's that going on. You can, of course, bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. The
70 times. I did my math wrong. But anyway.
Since we're talking about politicians, we might as well talk about the primaries that are going on right now with the Indiana presidential primary numbers still coming in. It's a pretty tight race between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders right now. Clinton with about 51% and Sanders at 49% with only 12.4%.
Yeah, reporting. There's only one horse in that race.
You think it's over?
Well, that's not exactly what I'm saying, but yeah, I do think it's over.
Yeah, I don't know enough about how all the ins and outs of the whole primary process work. I do know that Politico.com has a delegate tracker where it shows how many delegates Clinton has. She's got 2,165, and Sanders has about half of that at 1,300 and, well, a little more than half, 1,357. So he's got a ways to go. And I guess the idea is that if neither of them reach the required amount, then it's a contested convention. But, again, I'm not an expert on
right.
this thing. So if you know more and you want to jump in, you're welcome to join us at toll-free number 855-450-FREE. The story here from Politico.com says it's the beginning of the end for Ted Cruz. After Ted Cruz threw everything at Indiana, none of it stuck. After finally getting the two-man contest against Donald Trump that he had promised would deliver victory, Cruz was routed, a staggering defeat for the senator's dimming presidential ambitions. Cruz is now 0 for the last 7 contests and stumbles into the final month of the primary calendar with no momentum, a new low in favorability, and a growing aura of inevitability around his chief rival.
Well, you can't win the Indianapolis 500 by turning on the cruise control.
A remarkable 91% of Republicans, according to a CNN poll released Monday, said they now expected that Trump would become the Republican nominee. Quote, he wanted a one-on-one with Donald Trump the entire election, and he got it, and he lost, said Keith Nahegan, a Republican strategist who managed Michelle Bachmann's campaign in 2012, saying further, if you're the true conservative alternative to Trump, they're not buying it, so quit selling it and close the store. Cruz had a miserable final 48 hours on the trail in Indiana. His new running mate, Carly Fiorina, slipped and fell off of stage in a moment that went viral online.
I didn't see that.
No, but it sounds entertaining. You know, I don't wish people to get hurt or anything, but then again, politicians aren't the same as regular people. He confronted a Trump supporter on camera and told him in a heated exchange that, quote, he's playing you for chump, unquote. And Cruz interrupted a young heckler to scold him that, quote, in my household, when a child behaves that way, they get a spanking, unquote. Rick Tyler, Cruz's former communications director, said that there's a psychology that's beginning to take place with these three videos playing that demoralizes his supporters. Then on Tuesday, as voting was underway, Cruz eviscerated Trump in his harshest and most desperate terms yet, calling him a serial philanderer, pathological liar, and narcissist. But maybe Cruz was actually projecting with those statements. It could be true about Trump as well.
Right. Probably is. He's a they're both politicians.
Cruz went on saying the man is utterly amoral, comparing him to the fictional bully character in Back to the Future. Quote, we're looking potentially at the Biff Tannen presidency.
You know, he does kind of look like the Biff from the Back to the Future 2.
What was the term that Biff used in Back to the Future 1 with where the truck full of S fell on Marty? Wasn't there some sort of insult? I know you've used it before on the air. I just don't remember what it was. Bongo or something?
Oh, no. That's one of the younger ones in the Back to the Future 2. They say Bojo.
Bojo. That's what it was. Bojo.
McFry, you Bojo! Those boards don't work on water unless you've got power.
The fresh attacks came as Cruz's image nationally had plunged to new lows in a Gallup poll, putting him underwater for the first time with 39% favorable and 45% unfavorable ratings on the eve of Indiana's election. Indeed, while Cruz had hoped to consolidate the Stop Trump movement behind him after winning in Wisconsin, he netted few new endorsements. Almost a year after he announced his candidacy, Cruz still has the backing of only four of his Senate Republican colleagues, less than 10% of the conference. And so on and so forth. So things are not looking good for Ted Cruz here. And, you know, by no means am I a Trump fan or supporter or anything like that.
Right.
Somebody was calling us out. I guess it was some of the folks in the Freedom Fiends were calling out Free Talk Live. And because Mark has been reading this Trump dollar advertisement when he's been on the show. And I pointed out that Daryl and I have not actually read that advertisement, and we have refused to read that advertisement. And in point of fact, when Mark first read it, I was the first person who said, the words that came out of my mouth was, did this show just jump the shark?
Right.
So, you know, you're not telling me anything I didn't already know about that, guys. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Why is Penn Jillette a libertarian? We'll find out coming up on Free Talk Live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can join us on the radio, the toll-free number. It's 855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450-3733. Jonathan, you were just talking there a few moments ago off the air about how you're getting ready to order your Mother's Day present this year, and you're going to make it Cherry's Berries.
I think so.
Has Mom ever had Cherry's Berries before?
I don't think so, actually.
And what are you expecting her reaction to be?
I don't know, because she's kind of a health nut and kind of into, you know, fitness.
Strawberries are healthy.
But she has a lot of friends. That's what I'm thinking, is that she'll enjoy is the ability to be able to share them with all your friends and neighbors. And
Cherry's Berries are very shareable if you can handle the idea of giving them to other people, because they really are delicious. I mean, you're going to want them all for yourself, but it's a nice thing to do to share the Cherry's Berries. And it's Cherry's Berries. You can go to berries.com to order yours for your mom. Of course, Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. You can give your mom a gift as unique as she is. And head on over to berries.com, click the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in code FTL to get some special offers just for Free Talk Live listeners, including getting Cherry's Berries for just $19.99 plus shipping. Or you can double the berries for just $10 more. And you're going to want to do that, especially if you plan on sharing them with other folks. They're delicious, huge, fresh, juicy berries dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness, and topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. They're awesome, and there's really almost no way that someone could possibly be disappointed. But if they're for some reason not satisfied, customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Really, you got nothing to lose here. Go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click the microphone in the top right corner and type in code FTL. And do it soon because Mother's Day is coming up. The longer you wait, the more shipping is likely going to cost and the fewer options you're going to have. So get those orders in right now. Berries.com and use code FTL after you click the microphone in the top right. So whether it's the political scene where apparently Ted Cruz is near to complete defeat in the Republican primary, Bernie Sanders, of course, losing pretty heavily to Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, it's a tied race right now, according to Politico.com. Sanders and Clinton with both 50% exactly, with 17.4% reporting in the Indiana primary. And, of course, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And Skype username is LRN.FM. But, you know, Republicans, Democrats, it really doesn't matter who wins because whoever wins, we're going to lose. Whether it's, whether it's Bernie Sanders, whether it's Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, or less likely, apparently, Ted Cruz. They're all people that want to tell you how to live your life.
I think Kasich has it in the bag.
Kasich, that's the other guy in the Republican race. What happened with that guy? Was he?
I think he's still in the race for some reason or another.
Then why are they saying that Trump and Cruz were a one-on-one in Indiana? Maybe he dropped out or something like that.
I don't think so. I don't know. It's just, he doesn't really have a chance.
Well, whatever's going on.
So far behind, it's ridiculous.
According to the results, he was on the ballot in Indiana, so he did get 8.8% of the vote, putting him in third place today. Anyway, you're welcome to comment on that or whatever's on your mind. Johnson, you had a story from Penn Jillette, who is, if you don't know who Penn Jillette is, he's a comedian slash magician, mostly magician, but he's got a great sense of humor. And he and his partner, Teller, have been performing wonderful feats of magic for many decades.
And some good skepticism shows as well.
That's right, like, Penn and Teller's BS.
Yes, but there was also another one, Lie to Penn and Teller or
To Tell a Lie or something like that.
I can't remember the title of it because I never saw that one. I wanted to see that one.
They did that after Penn and Teller's BS.
Yeah.
That one was pretty fun. I saw a few episodes of it, but I haven't really... It never really got me hooked. It wasn't something I felt like I had to keep coming back for, like Penn and Teller's BS.
Interesting. Yeah.
BS lasted for like 8 seasons or something like that.
Yeah, it was fantastic,
too. And they really just packed in a lot of good information into those shows. If you haven't seen those, I highly recommend them. But it was cool because, you know, Penn has, I think, he's been a libertarian for quite a long time. I don't know when he started calling himself that, but it's certainly throughout my adult life that I can recall him being libertarian.
Right.
And then it was in the aughts, I think the early part of the aughts, when they started doing their Penn and Teller's BS show, which is a fantastic show. And obviously we can't say the full name of the show here on the radio, but you can find it, I'm sure, by Googling for it. And I think you can even watch full episodes for free on YouTube or whatever.
Right.
So very, very cool guy. And he and, of course, his partner Teller have been doing magic for a long time, for longer than I've been alive. They've been at it for quite a while.
Yeah, they have.
I remember seeing them when I was 10 years old in Sarasota, Florida, at the Van Wezel Arts Hall.
Really? They don't get out of Vegas very often.
No, not anymore. This was back when, so for like the last decade or whatever, they've been just pretty much solidly in Vegas and hardly ever leaving Vegas. But prior to that, they did more of just the kind of the touring magic where they would go all over the world.
Right.
And so it was really cool getting to see them do their thing in person. And they're the kind of like down-to-earth guys where they always come out after their show. And so they'll just meet their audience out like in the lobby of the place where they did their show. So I remember, of course, I was only 10 at the time, but I remember how towering Penn was. Like, he was this gigantic man. I mean, he is a very tall man and super entertaining. We actually run his show on LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network. That's a little internet network that I program, and I managed to get permission from Penn's people, if you will, to put his show on there. He's pretty hard to get in touch with.
I have an ex-girlfriend went to Vegas, and they meet people after the shows, and she got for me a signed deck of cards.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I've got this signed deck of Penn and Teller cards.
Official Penn and Teller cards.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So what is Penn writing, and where did he write it?
So this is actually from a speech, an edited transcript of Penn Jillette's remarks at the 2016 Cato Benefactors Summit. And it was first printed in the spring 2016 Cato's letter.
All right.
So he says, I got out of high school. Notice I didn't say graduated on a plea bargain. I had a reasonable, SATs, and I went to my principal in the beginning of my senior year and said that I wanted to pass because it was important to my family that I actually finish high school. But I wasn't going to come to
school. It's not actually important that you finish high school, but it's usually important to your family that you finish high school.
Right.
In fact, we actually addressed this today at the Cheshire TV board meeting that Daryl and I attend.
Right.
We're on the board of directors of the local public access channel, and we're looking at different job descriptions for the,
right.
the jobs, the roles, the paid positions that happen, that exist at the television station. And one of the proposals was that the person who was applying for the executive director role have to have a high school diploma.
Right.
And Daryl made the motion to strike that. And of course, I supported his motion because you don't need to have a high school diploma
right.
to do anything in life. You don't need a GED or a diploma. If I were looking at somebody as a potential hiree, somebody
right.
I wanted to hire to do some work, I wouldn't give a damn whether or not they went through the government's
right.
high school at all. So it's always the family that wants to say, oh, you have to get
yeah.
your GED.
Well, he agreed that he wanted to pass, so he was having this discussion. He says, but I wasn't going to come to school anymore because I was sick of that. And I said that if he did not graduate me at the end of my senior year, I would give an impression speech to the school board that they were not dealing well with their gifted students.
Hmm.
He said to me, are you threatening me? And I said, yes, and we made a deal. So before I finished high school, I was out to the road in the USA. I learned to eat fire. I learned to juggle. I went to the Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey, Greatest Show on Earth, Clown College. And I say Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey, Greatest Show on Earth, Clown College all the way through, because if you worked for the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey and Greatest Show on Earth and you ever said circus or show or the Ringling Show without saying Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey, Greatest Show on Earth, you were fined.
Wow.
And we weren't paid that much. I met Teller when I was 18, and we started putting together our magic show. I guess we were kind of fast-tracked to be Hollywood liberals. I'm in show business. I have this kind of impotent ponytail back here. I probably should be a liberal. I probably should be a Bernie Sanders supporter. I should be feeling the burn, but I'm not.
All right, we'll find out why here in moments as Bernie Sanders has taken over the lead in the Indiana presidential primary with 50.1% of votes at 23.3% reporting in. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Why is Penn Jillette not a Hollywood liberal? 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Skype usernames, lrn.fm. We're talking about Penn Jillette, and he's explaining why he's a libertarian. We'll get more of that here in moments. And also, if you are looking to get some new business cards or maybe reprint some business cards, Vistaprint can help you out with that. In fact, we've got a code that'll get you 500 custom business cards for just $9.99. That's a starting price, so you know you can add features to that. Maybe, for instance, you want to upgrade the quality of the stock, maybe make it thicker stock, or add a brilliant finish like metallic, spot gloss, or raised print even. Vistaprint is super easy to use. They can do all of that. Customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. Maybe you've got a pre-designed logo. You just want to upload that. You can do that. It's so super easy to use their online tool. I did that to make the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree business cards that I've been handing out at events. And you can try it out yourself. Go to Vistaprint.com. And then at checkout, you're going to want to use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Code FTL gets you those 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Again, it's super easy to customize, and you can't beat the price. Plus, if you need other home and office needs kind of products like postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, they can handle all of that. And their customer service is there to help. They, in fact, guarantee that you'll love your products every time or they'll make it right. Go to Vistaprint.com and use code FTL at checkout to get 500 custom business cards for just $9.99. As we go to Andy listening in Texas, we'll talk more about Penn Jillette coming up here with Ian and Johnson on Free Talk Live. Hey, Andy.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that Carly Cremawita and Ted Confused joining forces are not going to make a difference in this race. But my real call is about it's about the lady earlier called about New Mexico and the little bit of money that they made. I don't think any of these idiots deserve to make any money. And I refer back to Maria Cantwell from Washington State, my home state. I mean, she spent $12 million to get a $234,000 a year job. That's got to tell you a load of what's going on in this country. I mean, for crying out loud, how do you spend that kind of money to get? And then when she won, the Democratic National Party gave her money back. How sweet of a deal is that? Boy, I wish I could do that. Is that not a special deal? I mean, come on. I mean, we're just sitting ducks here. I mean, you're doing your job, I'm doing my job, and these guys are raping us.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. And it's not going to change because Donald Trump gets elected, that's for sure.
But what a service they provide, right? I mean, it's really, really worth it for what they do.
They're
for
serving
us.
Themselves.
They do so much for all the people and the children with the things that they do. They're deciding budgets and allocating resources, and they debate over laws.
Go ahead, Andy. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, all the vaccines, I mean, we got the Food and Drug Administration approving all this garbage that we eat, which is all poison, the water.
They're really protecting us. They're protecting us with their services.
Protecting us. Yeah, and that was the number one job of the United States government, and these guys are doing such a good job, aren't they?
Thanks, Andy, for your call tonight. I appreciate the tongue-in-cheek.
I know I love giving, like, almost half of my income. Because I really feel just so protected and served by these people that it's just a pleasure. They do so much good that I just really want to support them and all their endeavors. Because
how many people really say that? I mean, how many people actually feel good about paying taxes?
I would guess most of them live in New York.
Well, now some of them live in Florida because they moved to Florida after.
There are a few in every state.
I've had it happen to where people will yell at me in Florida, where I used to live, and you did as well in Sarasota. I used to do honk if you hate taxes on tax day. Right. Stand outside of the
get a job.
Well, I don't. Maybe I would have gotten this. It's been too long. I don't remember the exact comment.
You can't any protest. You can't
mostly I would get honks because people hate taxes. But every now and then someone would yell at me about how they love to pay taxes.
I'm pretty sure I did. I stood out there with you a couple times.
Once. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, they would yell out their window. They'd pull up and they'd just start yelling out their window about how they love to pay taxes because blah blah blah. Basically, the reasons you were just giving.
Right.
We need the government and they provide us with these services, and so those people do exist. I just wonder what.
If you actually believe that, you are a dopey idiot. Pay attention. Wake up.
Well, what do you mean? If you believe what? They provide services? They do provide services. You've never asked for them.
They don't really provide services. They force you to choke on their services at the barrel of a gun.
But still, they are providing you services. They provide just didn't ask you if you wanted them.
They provide you entirely subpar services.
You can't say no to it.
It's completely inarguable that a private enterprise will provide superior service in every instance, every time, if given the chance. But they don't give them the chance. They don't give private industry the chance to provide a superior service because if we allowed competition, it would destroy the public service.
These are too important to allow to just a chance. This is
you couldn't have private fires. Would you want them to show up and just let your house burn because you haven't paid your bill?
Yeah, that's what they say. It's true.
Do you want to drive around on gravel because they can't pave the roads?
That's what you libertarians want.
Roads are so complex that no private industry could ever possibly figure it out.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. We'll see what Penn Jillette has to say about
dovetail nicely into our discussion, actually.
All of this here in moments. But first, we've got Steve. He's on the line in Washington State. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how are you doing?
Steve, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so a lot of people got duped into going to this Collins College down there in Arizona land. It was advertised on TV, and, you know, a lot of vets and stuff went to this thing. Thing is that the school got shut down. If you go to the Collins College lawsuit Facebook page, you're going to get a PDF file there, and it's going to be complaint after complaint after complaint. I'm probably holding about 40 pages worth of complaints.
What is Collins College? I don't know anything about this.
It was like a design school.
Okay.
All right.
And what was the scam exactly?
Collins College. Okay.
And do me a favor. I'm sorry to ask you this, but back away from your phone a few inches because you're pretty loud. Do me a favor.
Is that better?
A little bit. Go ahead.
All right. Let me read here. Collins
promised a well-defined course of study with a very specific goal and changed the courses every few months until none of the curriculum promised in 2005 was even recognized by graduation. This degree makes our career plans impossible, as the name of the college is poison on my resume, $50,000 for a career-killing degree. Now, the college was ultimately shut down. Now, I'm telling you, complaint after complaint after complaint after complaint after complaint. Some of these guys are in debt, almost $100,000 for degrees they never got, wow, or non-transferable credits. You know, I went and took English 101 or Lit or whatever. I went to another college. None of the credits were transferable.
Wow, sucks.
So they falsified loans and lied about accreditation.
So what's happening? Are people suing them?
It's not like the state government doesn't know about this. The state government is well aware of this, as it was shut down by the state government. However, these loans are still being collected on and defaulted on some of these students.
Wow.
Just like Corinthian College. Now, I myself today attempted to get a hold of the Attorney General's office for the state of Arizona to see where this investigation was going. And the best they could tell me was to file another complaint form. Wait a minute. There's been maybe 300 complaint forms filed. I can tell you by looking at the PDF file that there's over 1,000. Over 1,000. My name is Emerson. I attended college, hoping for a degree and a change in my life and my career. After graduating from the school, I was told from every employer they will not accept my degree, and I was left with nothing but $80,000 loans.
Jeez.
Here's another one. Job placement is a joke. I cannot find work in the field. They push people through without educating them. I myself served as a professor. Okay. Here's another one.
So, I mean, if these guys are out of business,
yeah,
what are the chances that you're going to get any, or these people who are suing are going to actually get any kind of settlement?
Okay, now that's the ticket. It's possible. It's happened at other colleges. It can happen with this one. We've got to light a fire. We've got to get the word out there. Obviously, the Facebook page is good. It's got 700 to 1,000 people in there. But we need to become active. I mean, you can't have a college where teachers are not present at all for months, you know? This is true. This is documented. So as far as the lawsuit goes, as far as getting these loans forgiven, it's going to take action, and it's going to take getting the Attorney General activated.
Good luck.
If service wasn't provided, you know.
Yeah, let us know what happens, Steve. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-453. Hour 2 is coming up on Free Talk Live.
Do you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.